Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and good evening. Welcome to the Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast. Heard every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on blogtalkradio.com, Full Gospel House of Prayer. Every Tuesday night. If you would like to send in an email, email us at fghprayer@yahoo.com. That's fghprayer@yahoo.com. It's now time for the Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer broadcast.
Minister Jerome.
Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank and we just praise you, Father. We thank you for allowing us this time to be on this line, oh, Father. Lord, we just thank and we just praise you for everything that you've done. We thank you for carrying us through the week. Father, we thank you for supplying every need according to your riches and glory. But Father, we thank you most for allowing us this time to be able to receive a right now word from you. You said faith cometh by hearing and by hearing the word. But Father, we ask that you would clear our hearts and our minds to be able to receive this word, oh Father. Let it get down deep inside of us, catch root and grow, oh Father. We thank you that this word that we're about to receive today is going to go out and not return back void, yet will accomplish what it is. What it had been sent out to do. And Father, we ask that you drive out any kind of distraction that's contrary to this word. Father, we thank you for your anointing being over this line. And we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Mr. Tamir.
Welcome all to our Tuesday night Full Gospel House of Prayer prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We also have a Wednesday night prayer line. And that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then during our once-a-month in-person services, you can tune into the entire church service live on that 916 number. Special prayer requests can also be written into our P.O. Box, which is Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website you can write in those prayer requests to, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. Our Facebook is FGH Prayer, Sacramento, California, and our Twitter handle is FGH Prayer. We are planning our next in-person service for this upcoming Sunday, which is January 15th. Our in-person services always begin at 12:30, and mask wearing is appreciated. We will meet inside of Christ Unity Baptist Church, 1320 L.S. in Love Street, in the city of Modesto, California, 95354. We enter in the rear. Just a reminder, we're continuing to use Zelle through Bank of America to support the ministry with tithes and offerings. It's very simple. You will log into your Zelle account, and then you will type in Full Gospel House of Prayer. We're linked once again with that email, which is fghprayer@yahoo.com. If you're using the P.O. Box to send in your tithes and offerings, please feel free to continue to do so. And now Sister Penny has a special announcement.
Yes, thank you, Sister Tamara. The special announcement, I just wanted to make sure everyone understand the reason why we have Sunday service this coming Sunday. The only reason why was because California, with the storms and everything, the levees broke, and so it was flood, and we did not attend church service the second Sunday of the month. But going forward, it will continue to be the second Sunday of the month. This is the only reason why we did not have it last week was because, again, was the flooding. So next Sunday, we will have church service, and then the following month, in February, we will have church service back to normal, which will be the second Sunday of each month. Thank you. Back to you, Sister Tamara.
Penny, we will have service this Sunday, not next Sunday, this Sunday, this coming Sunday.
Right, this coming Sunday, the 15th, we will have Sunday service.
It is now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phone when you're not speaking. God bless.
Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor Smith, this is Sister Dockery. I'm back off of my vacation, and I just want to thank God for his grace and mercy for my travel there and my travel back.
Praise God. Do anyone else have a testimony?
Yes, Pastor, this is Chalanda. I just want to thank God. You prayed for Exodus on Sunday. She was just having issues with breathing still, and she had a heart murmur. So I took her to Madera's Hospital. They checked her. They said everything sounds good. She looks good. They are going to just refer her to an ENT specialist and a cardiologist just to get a second opinion. But I thank God because she is doing so much better, and I thank you for your prayers. Also, today is my birthday, and I just want to thank God for another year. And can't do much, but at least we're safe. So thank you.
Happy birthday. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimony, we will go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you for your Word tonight. We're in the beginning of a new year, and we need your Word. And so, Father, we thank you that the Spirit of God would anoint us to receive your Word tonight so we can receive manifestation in the new year. And by faith, we're going to praise you for it in the name of Jesus. You have your Bibles. Will you please to turn to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, 3rd verse, and Galatians, the 5th verse, verse 6, and James 2, and the 17th verse. There's three books. There's Romans 12 and 3, Galatians 5 and 6, in James 2 and 17. We get those three books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This is the new year. And this is the first week in the year, maybe a few days after. But this is to encourage the believers tonight because the things that the will of God for you in this year, you have to have faith to believe for the manifestation. And there are so many times we don't realize the power of faith and that faith is always tested. And so many say they have faith, and when they are going through the test of faith, it's failure. And in the will of God is on hold in our lives. And so this is a new year, and this is what this word is about, because in the new year, there's things that the Lord desires, his will to come to pass in our lives. And faith allow those things to manifest because we believe. The Bible said that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. He didn't stagger. He was in obedience, and he received manifestation. And so this is a year of new things to come into our lives, and we have to have faith, stand on the Word of God, and pass the test. And everyone goes through that if you are a believer, the test of faith. Our faith is tested. Our faith is analyzed by God, judged by God. It's an examination, like a survey by God. And many times there are those that pass, and many times don't pass. You have to go through it again until you pass the test. And you want to see by the Word of God, because the test of faith moves through love. Love is always tested in faith. And when you pass the test, you receive victory. And so many have to go through that over and over. Because why? You cannot love without the Spirit of God enabling you to love. Because we were born in sin, always fighting against love. And so many things happen in our lives that many times our own nature that we think that we are in love does not work, because we need the Spirit of God to enable us to love. We cannot love in our own strength. And many times we pass the test because we're in a fallen world and we go through so many things. But you're going to see by the Word of God how faith works. It's always tested. It's always tested. And it works through love. It's energized by love. That means the thing that you believe God for is no longer paralyzed. It's because you passed the test, and there's a movement in your life. You're not in a place where you're crippled or you are asleep. And you're going to see by the Word of God, Galatians 5 and 6, please.
And it reads, "For Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith worketh by love."
It's the gift of God. Faith worketh by love. Spirit of God enables us to move in love. Faith works by love. Faith don't work any other way. You can say you have faith and don't have, and you're not walking in love. You really don't have faith. You're deceived. Faith works only by love. And when faith is moved by love, is action behind it. The Spirit of God goes into that place, and there's a movement over your life. Things begin to manifest, and you begin to visualize that thing as though it's already is in existence. You have an image in your mind, because that's what love does for you. You know, you know, you know. You see the future by faith. What's the will when God give you his will? And those goals get in your mind, they get in your spirit, it takes you over, and you begin to see manifestation. Things are created through manifestation, because love brings those things into a place of creation. It brings those things into a place where it's a full picture. Because love is action, and love produce. It's a movement of God moves in you because you passed the test of love. And so this is a word tonight, because so many go through it over and over and over and over. That spirit of selfishness, that spirit of unforgiving, that spirit of self-consumed, that spirit of holding things, that spirit of your self-righteousness, all of that is not love. And so many believers have many things that's paralyzed in their lives. There's no movement. Their life is in a place where it's lame, and it's in a place where things are asleep in their lives. And they go through the same thing over and over and over again, because faith is not going to operate without love. It's not in operation. There's no movement. And so many things never come into the manifestation of God's will. Romans 12 and 3, please.
And it reads, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according to God hath dealt to every man a measure of faith."
All of us, if we are saved, meaning there's a conversion by the Holy Spirit. That means a change, a rebirth. That means your heart has been changed. You turn from sins into repentance to Jesus Christ. That's what conversion means, a change in our own nature, our sinful nature. It's a rebirth. And God, when you get that rebirth, you receive a seed of faith. A seed of faith according to what God's will for you to have, according to his will. He gives every believer a spirit and a seed of faith. And so you have that inside of you. It's resident already. I preached on this a while back, but it needs to be refreshed tonight. It is faith. A seed of faith is already living inside of you and I. If we are saved because of conversion, because of the rebirth, because of the change of our nature, because of repenting of sin, receiving Jesus Christ as Lord, he give you that gift, that seed of faith. But it's energized and it's moved through love. And you know, love is a process. Don't happen overnight. It's a process. It's a movement. It's growth. And that's why there's sometimes there are many just easily can walk in that love. Easily do it. Why? Because they see how the Spirit of God had drawn them and saved them from so many things that they brought damage to their own life. And they get into a place where they let nothing stop them from truly loving. I pray that you get this tonight. There are many, when they receive salvation, they know that they know their own nature and how the Spirit of God gave them a rebirth. They begin to move in the process of love. And because they move in that process and God reveals his will to them, they begin to visualize it immediately. Why? They're moving in love. It's no longer paralyzed. There's a movement inside of their spirit. They're not in a sleep state. And they begin to see manifestation. I'm encouraging someone tonight because someone needs manifestation. And things that is on hold in your life. But God love you tonight. Why? Because of his son was obedient unto death. See, the spirit of love works through obedience, being submissive to God, being in a place where you're faithful to God. You get in a place of cooperation with the Holy Spirit. You come in agreement with the Holy Spirit. That means you yield to God. And as you yield to God, and obedience take you over, which is nothing but love. He said, if you love me, you will obey me. The Spirit of God moves in your life. And manifestation comes. What is manifestation? Things come into a place where it's evidence. It comes into a place where it's open. Everybody can see it. Love does that. It comes into a place where it's like on display. And things that people didn't think that you was going to ever move in, that things were never going to be developed for you. See, they can't see love inside of your heart. They can't see love inside of your spirit. The Spirit of God sees that. He sees the heart. He's the reader of the heart. He knows what's in the heart. And so the Spirit of God sees the heart like humans cannot see. So you are not in a box tonight. Those that's moving in love, that means there's action over your life. Because love is action. It unlocks, it unchanges everything in your life because of your obedience and your love. It frees, it unchanges, untied. It releases everything that God's will for you this year. And so what this word is saying tonight, faith is tested and it works through love. Love energizes and causes faith to be unlocked, no longer paralyzed, no longer hindered. And I don't care how impossible it may appear because of the love of God inside of you. You're moving in love. Love is an action word. Love is deeds. Love is doing. It's a word of action. Love is a word of it's steps in love. It's works in love. It's like a vehicle. When the ignition is on, the car's going to move. Love moves. Love changes things in your life. And so many saints have a hard time moving in those processes. And it's the truth. You've seen it. You see fruit. Love don't hold grudges. Love don't seek its own. Love is selfless. Love don't pray for the enemy. Love going to pray for those that persecute you. Love going to work in those deeds, thanks to God. And so when you move in the operation of love, it's operation, it's a movement. And God revealed himself to you according to what he will in your life. I'm talking about his will, not your will. And you begin to visualize that get an image in your mind about what God says for your future? And what do? You walk in love, you see results, and you receive victory. Your prayers is not paralyzed. It's not in a handicapped state. For the Spirit of God goes into that place because you're walking in love. It's a movement in your life. Things begin to work. Things is activated. And you begin to see the process and the steps of manifestation. So this is for you tonight. What does love do? It creates. It's action. And when you walk in love and you pass the test, things in your life is no longer paralyzed. It's not in a place where it's no movement in your life. So there are so many crippled saints, lame, never see manifestation. I mean, lame. I'm talking about disabled. They seem like they're damaged, and they are feeble-minded, and they are powerless. But that's not God's will, because they're holding things. They have a grudge. They point their fingers at someone else. When they are their own problem, they're stopping movement. They're stopping the process. They're stopping growth because they won't let go. But once we let go and allow the Spirit of God, the enabler, come in and take us over our old nature, because that's what conversion is about. The Spirit of God goes in, your nature is changed. Your heart is changed. It's a rebirth. And you no longer have the same mind. And the Spirit, a process of love, just takes you over. And the naysayers will see manifestation in your life. The people that place you in a box and try to contain you. Love is not contained. It spreads. It moves. It goes into place and brings development. For there's no production, the law produce. For there's no growth, God begin to let things grow in your life. Love brings forth action in your life, and you achieve in your future, thanks to God. And so this is a new year. When you are you walk in love and obedience, those things that is the will of God, the Spirit of God bring into operation. He does an undertaking in your life that nobody can stop. And what I've learned through the time of my life, sometimes you have to keep faith to yourself. Those things that you believe in, that seems impossible, because you know how people put you in a place where they say that your life's going to be like this, it's going to be like that. That's put you in a place of no movement. And you begin to tell them the visitation you received from the Lord. And their imagination get into it. And their thoughts get into it. Tell them invisible. They're not saying it, but they're thinking. And they don't think that you're going to ever come out of that place that they mentally, with their eyes and their thoughts, have placed you in. They don't think that that vision that you have received from God is really real, because you look too little. You don't look like you're able to be that. That's why the Word of God said that there are times you must have faith to yourself, but you still walk in love. And what do? 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the Spirit of God, that every spirit come into the obedience of Christ Jesus in the knowledge of God. That's when you begin to go in warfare prayer, because there are people that don't want to see a movement in your life. There are people that don't want to see manifestation in your life. There are those that that you are visualizing a picture. You begin to tell them about that picture. It's impossible. And their thoughts get involved. I was telling one of my children that life just going to a place of progress. I said, keep some things to yourself. Everyone don't want to see you blessed. There are some people who don't desire to see you do well. Just have faith to yourself. And I talked with them today, and they finally got it. It's like a light bulb moment. I say, thank you, Jesus. Because there are some that want to see you in a movement by the Spirit of God, moving in your life, the plans of God. They want your life to be barren and unproductive. They want your life to be powerless. But when you're walking in love and obedience, faith working by love, it moves by love. It's no longer paralyzed. It's no longer in a disabled with a plaque, a handicapped plaque. There are so many handicapped saints. They're handicapped because they refuse to come and yield to obedience. They refuse to move in love. So there's a handicapped sticker over their life. They move into a handicapped parking slot because their life is in a place of damage, impaired, inactive, stagnant. But this is a new year, thanks to God. And the word of God saying faith working by love is energized by love. Because God judged faith. Humans don't judge faith. The Spirit, God judged faith. He tests faith. Humans can't do that. Because faith comes from God. It's a gift from God. So a human cannot test your faith, thanks to God. Get this word tonight. I'm telling you, the word of God works. A human cannot test your faith. They'll take you through some trials and tribulation, but they cannot test your faith. Your faith is tested by God, because God reads the heart. He knows the thoughts. He knows the mind. He knows everything about us. So when you're going through that assessment, the eyes of God is over. He analyzing everything. He's inspecting everything. Tell my love tonight. And what happened? When we passed the test of love, faith is in operation. Things are unlocked in your life. Things are released in your life. Things are unchained. They've been chained down. The chains are broken. Why? You ever explain anything to anyone? God tests love. He sees love like no one else, clear without obscurity, not dim, but clear. The Spirit of God does. And what happened? You see the actions of God, a moving of God in your life. James 2 and 17, please. The first one, get it, please read.
Even so, faith, if it hath not worked, is dead, being alone.
It said, faith is dead when there's no action. Faith is dead when there's no action. When it's paralyzed, there's no faith, there's no movement, it's no action. Action means an act of movement, thanks to God. It means a process and things are in operation. But faith doesn't work without action. It's dead. It's not active. It's not alive. And tonight, the Spirit of God, he sees us as no one else sees us. And this is a new year. And you that are walking in love and obedience, the Spirit of God, by his word, we're standing on the word of God, who has revealed his will for you in this year, you're going to see manifestation. You're going to see the Spirit of God bring clear evidence. It's going to be disclose his will because you're walking in love. I don't care how many obstacles, I don't care how many enemies, I don't care how many wicked prayers, I don't care about a witch or wizard, sorceress, I don't care about any of that. It does not work when love is involved. Love stops every curse. A curse cannot stand where there's obedience in love. Impossible, the word of God says in Proverbs. And so we're going to pray for those that are having a problem that's not right at this moment, having a hard time walking in love, having a hard time letting go. It's something about letting go. When you let go of something, if it's for you, the word of God says it's going to return to you. Can nobody hold on to something that belongs to you? But when you let go, you release it to the Holy Spirit. What's for you, you receive. Because love let go. Love don't bound anything up. Love untangle. Love release. Love unchain. And so what happened? You see the Spirit of God go into that place when you're moving in love and you yield it in obedience. Victory come forth and you're winners and not losers. We're going to pray for those that are having struggles walking through that process. It's a process because we're in this world and we're not of this world. We go through many things, the effects of this world and unsaved people. And many things that set up to bring failure in our lives because of the world. The system is weak because we're in a fallen world. And many times we have problems letting go. And just tell the Spirit of God, come forth, Holy Spirit. Enable me to let go of these things that have damaged me, that has wounded me, that has brought me into a place to damage me. Spirit of God is the healer. He said, if you call on his name, he will save you. So we're going to pray for both tonight. Those that's walking in it, and this year is the year of manifestation. Doors shall open. Things shall come into a display, clear evidence. And those that's struggling, the Spirit of God will be your strength tonight because this is the word for the year. And I believe the Lord that he's going to bring it to pass with a fresh start for many of his people. Do you believe tonight? Tonight, you must believe and allow God. Let go and let God. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yeah. I just heard. Sister Curly contacted me not that long ago, right before prayer line, and was asking for prayer for one of her friends. They're going to have some sort of procedure done in a day or two, and she wants prayer for that particular person. The lady name is Ann.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer?
Yes, Pastor Smith. This is Sister Dockery. I just asked for prayer for my sister back home in South Carolina. She was in the hospital for 3 days because the blood pressure went way high, Sky. They can't get it down. They don't know, seem to know what's going on. She's gone to, the doctor's gate took us, or did a referral for her. Her name is Pearline. Please pray for, ask prayer for her.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer? If there is any more prayer requests? We can go before the throne room, Hebrews 4:16, boldly to the throne of grace. We may attain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. And this is so important, saints of God. I've seen people that walk in love and the Spirit of God has energized them. They're no longer paralyzed. And they love. They just love. And they're obedient. And he said he'll hold no good thing from those that walk uprightly. The Word of God says so. And so, then there are those that seem like they're bound and they're paralyzed, and their lives have been the same almost since from the time of their salvation. Not much of a change, and that's something to think about. Because God is the God of new beginnings, He's a God that refreshes. The Word of God says in the book of Acts, there come a time of refreshing. And what does love do? It refreshes you. It goes in a place and awaken you and arouse you and bring you into a place of understanding where your consciousness is alive. Only love can do that. But there are those that are stubborn, rebellious. They want their way. That's not the love of God. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus came to the earth in obedience to God's will. We must get this. It was an act of obedience that Jesus paid the penalty that he didn't owe. He paid that penalty. It was an act of obedience, saints of God. It was obedience that allowed him to say, I'll go down. I'll take on the sins of humanity. It was obedient to his Father's will. And that's love. He loved his Father. He obeyed. He came down. He sacrificed his life so we could have life. What kind of love? That's a love, that unexplainable love. He loved his Father so much, he died for us so we could be reconciled back to God. And what does that do? He walked in power. He walked in manifestation. He walked in a place where the Spirit of God and him was in cooperation, in agreement. And there was manifestation, signs and wonders followed Jesus because he demonstrated love. It's so important tonight for our lives to go into a place of refreshing. Father, I thank you tonight that there are those that need to be refreshed. We're having a hard time letting go. And they're so paralyzed. Their lives are in a place where there's no movement. They're crippled. And they're damaged, broken people. But God, I ask tonight in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God go into that place where they can't let go. They don't know how to let go. Because many things have wounded them, and they need to be healed tonight so they can see the movement of God. Because love activates. It's action. It's an action word. So I thank you tonight, God, that those places that they're not able to process, that they're not being productive in because they're hindered, because they're having a hard time falling in love, walking in forgiveness, and being healed. I ask tonight that you heal them, Jesus, for you are the great healer. He said, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. And I thank you for your healing virtues, God, to go into those places, God, that's bruised, that's wounded, that's handicapped, that's damaged. Spirit of God, go into those broken places tonight, those barren places tonight, and cause them to come alive with the love. Cause them to be aroused with your love tonight, because your love, God, strengthen. Your love arouse. Your love bring alertness into our mind. And I'm going to thank you tonight, God, that there is an alert spirit over them. That they are in a place of awakening by faith because the Spirit of God and the prayer of faith. That you're going into those barren places, God, and bringing life tonight. And God, I'm thanking you tonight that their life is no longer paralyzed or disabled, that the Spirit of God has come into a place and revived them, and they're no longer in a barren place, but they are productive. And I thank you, God, for doing a work in their lives tonight so they will see the love of God moving in their lives. And God, for those that walking in love, walking in obedience, in a place where they're respecting the word of God in cooperation with Jesus, the thing that you have revealed to them, they must visualize it tonight, God. Allow an image to get in their mind tonight about their future, God. Put it in their minds tonight, God. Let them begin to visualize by faith, to see it by faith. Put a picture in their minds tonight, God. A picture, God. Make it clear to them, God. And because this picture, they're visualizing it tonight, God, I thank you that this picture is going to come to life, that it's going to grow and function, that the movement of God is over them because they're obedient and they're moving in love. And I thank you for manifestation for them, God, that the Spirit of God make things visible as never before in the earth. Open doors for them, God. Let them be in a place, God, where they see the Spirit of God. Bring every vision out of a sleep state. That this power of God will bring into manifestation those things that you will for their lives tonight, God. And God, I'm going to thank you for tonight that they are alive in their spirit. They're in a spirit of awakening. And the Spirit of God has given them a visitation, and they're visualizing it by faith. And those things that they must keep to themselves, oh God, I thank you, God, that the Spirit of God put a tamer over their tongue. When they want to speak, God, only the Holy Spirit can tame a tongue. Tame the tongue in Jesus' name. Allow them to learn to be quiet. Allow them, oh God, to speak when the Holy Ghost anoint them to speak. And I thank you tonight. I come by the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, casting down every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus over their lives. That every thought that's been sent out against them, every imagination, every tongue, every word, because words create, that God, you bring those words into a spirit, that you dismantle those words, that those words go into dry places tonight and dry and wither up and come seedless and will not work against your beloved, the saints of God that's moving in love and obedience, that every seed that's corrupt dry up tonight in the name of Jesus and become seedless, and that the spirit of manifestation in the process begin tonight, the thing that you have for them in the new year, that it will be produced and function by the Holy Ghost. And God, I thank you tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, this person that Sister Curly desired that we pray for tonight, we come in faith, God, that the procedure that they will have to go through, that the Spirit of God will go into that place, God, and cause the procedures, God, to work for their good, that the Spirit of God go in and overrule errors in Jesus' name, and whatever they have need of, God, that the Spirit of God allow the right physician, the right procedures, God, to move in excellency in tonight in the name of Jesus, that they go through this process and they come out well in recovery. And I thank you for the Spirit of God will go into those places that's sick in their body and make well tonight by the word of God. You say you sit your word and heal us and save us from destruction. I thank you for the word of God will come against every destructive spirit that's coming against their health. Because of your word, you say, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. I thank you for them being healed by faith in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for Sister Dockery, Sister, that the virtues of Jesus was going to those places. Her blood need to be cleansed, God. Her blood need to come in a place, God, where it would operate properly and no high blood pressure, God, would come against her. Because that's a spirit that works against organs. And so in the name of Jesus, I thank you for cleansing her blood that is not cleansed. Joel 3:21. Father, I thank you that your word will cleanse her blood from high blood pressure. That her pressure come down to the level that is designed by her body to function tonight. That the virtues of God will go into those places, God. Whatever medication she's taking that's not effective, whatever procedure they're taking her through that's not effective, I thank you for coming against those procedures and those medication that's not proper for her body, God. And I thank you for cleansing her blood and that you have a good report, that you will give her help, God, to her navel and to the marrows of her bones. And I thank you for healing her tonight in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you for the Spirit of God moving now in this new year, God. Those things we trust in you for by faith, that we are moving in love and we pass every test, God. Everything, God, that you're inspecting over our lives, God. Your eyes go to and forth in the earth, expecting an examination, analyzing, a survey. Father, I thank you tonight that we passed the test. Those things that you're investigating in our lives, God, you're studying, God, we pass the test tonight. And that manifestation come forth in the name of Jesus, that the Spirit of God go into every place and unlock. The Spirit of God go into every place and untie. And I thank you for the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow being upon our lives in this year by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed. We'll be online tomorrow. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Receive the word of God by faith in the name of Jesus. Be blessed, saints. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening. Pastor Beatrice Smith and the Full Gospel House of Prayer family would like to thank you for turning us on tonight. Listen every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Full Gospel House of Prayer. Send in your prayer requests at fghprayer@yahoo.com or give them a call, area code 515-602-9797. That's every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Full Gospel House of Prayer, right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for listening.